Nolte, Cops Viacom's child grooming campaign, via Nickelodeon, isn't going so well for ratings. By John Nolte on June 10, 2021. Nickelodeon, a cable network that used to entertain children and is now aggressively looking to prematurely sexualize them, is facing a well-deserved ratings collapse. Maybe pushing adult sexuality on a children's network isn't such a good idea. And it really makes you wonder what's going on behind the scenes with the execs that bring such creepy content to air. Over the past few years, Nickelodeon, owned by ViacomCBS, has repeatedly attempted to propagandize and sexualize its mostly prepubescent audience by sneaking adult sexuality into content aimed directly at children. Homosexuality in Blue's Clues and You. Transsexuals and bisexuals in popular shows such as SpongeBob SquarePants, The Adventures of Cora, and Henry Danger. And more and more and more and more, not to mention its embrace of adult politics. Evil enjoys nothing more than the defilement and shattering of innocence, something Nickelodeon has sought going all the way back to 2015. Today, Nickelodeon is not even trying to hide its agenda. This isn't a clip from John Waters' film. It's a clip from a children's network. The good news is that this push has resulted in a catastrophic ratings collapse for these corporate wokesters. What had regularly been a top-rated cable network pre-grooming can now barely attract a third of its audience from 2017. In July of 2017, Nickelodeon was averaging around 1.2 million viewers per week. Since February of this year, the channel has not been able to push its average viewership over 400,000. Last month, the numbers crashed as low as just 328,000. Just last week, during primetime, Nickelodeon's average primetime viewership was just 395,000. Its total day average was just 372,000. Basically, what that means is that about 0.1% of the population is tuning into this garbage. It's simply beyond my comprehension what it must be like for parents of young children to try and navigate increasingly aggressive cultural institutions attempting to groom their kids with this kind of adult sexuality. The monsters at Disney are doing the same, so are the public schools, and then there's the internet. But this is what leftists love most, corrupting your children, hoping it will confuse and twist them into something they can exploit. The good news, though, is that Nickelodeon is paying a steep price. It could very well be that the drag queen move was to try and boost its devastating ratings with the drag queen crowd. At this point, who else is there to appeal to? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.